What's happening, y'all, and welcome. This is episode 111.
Yes.
Yeah, of Super Flashy Era of Tomorrow. I am your host, the self-knighted Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, a.k.a. the Dragon King, a.k.a. Big T, a.k.a. T-Money, a.k.a. Sweet T, a.k.a. Black Merlin, a.k.a. the HNIC. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hello there.
What's happening, Mara? How you doing today?
I'm swell.
Swell or swole?
Swell.
You seem really confused by that for a second. They're two completely different things, but for some reason you had to think about it. I don't understand. Oh man. Oh, this is gonna be a fun one. So we are here, as we always are, every week to talk about, you know, the Arrowverse, that being Supergirl, The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Black Lightning, and Batwoman. But because of that Rona, things are delayed. We don't know when they're picking up again. We just waiting. So all we got this week is Supergirl and Batwoman. It's a girl power week.
Still Women's Month.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It is. So, without further dudes. You like that? You like that? That was a good one, right? Uh-huh. Yep. Go ahead and let that sink in for a second if y'all didn't catch on to what just happened. Mara is thoroughly enjoying that joke, much more than I thought she would, actually. I expected just a little, but nah, she is like losing her shit right now.
Because there's no more dudes this week.
Yeah. I know. And I haven't said without further dudes in a while, too. So it's just like, it seemed appropriate at the moment.
Oh, man.
Oh, there were tears that happened, too, y'all. Like, I got her good. Yo, we can end the show right now. I am proud of myself. Let's just, you know what, y'all? That's even it. That's this week's episode of Super Flashy Arrow Tomorrow. I made Mara cry when she laughed. We can just end this now. Nah, but for real, where do you want to start?
Let's just go in order. There's only two shows.
I don't know what the order is. I still don't know what order they come in on Sunday. I always watch Batwoman. It on Monday because I'm never at home.
Oh.
Well, actually, I'm Batwoman. Usually at home, but the problem is I'm usually doing something else. What's happening?
Batwoman first.
Batwoman first? Superman. Okay.
Yep.
You sure you want to do it in this order? All right, let's go. This episode is called What?
Through the Looking Glass, as I was going to say, because Batwoman technically starts the week. It's always funny that you always put her at the end of the intro because you can never remember.
I go in order, well, not necessarily in order when the show started, but like she was the last one to start. Like she was the last one to exist. So she's at the end of the list for me. Like usually what happens is I go through like the ones that are part of the name of the show. And I add on the other two.
Touche. But this episode is called Through the Looking Glass.
Looking. Oh, man. Never mind. Completely off the subject. I just watched all of Watchmen, and there's a character on there called Looking Glass. And it's, yeah. Anyway.
Well, I'm going to start that this week.
You should do that. It's dope. It's, I think people overhyped it for me, but it was dope.
Okay.
So this episode kicks off. Kate, Allison, Big Daddy Kane are burying Rat's body out by a bridge somewhere. They're just burying him, and she's, you know. Alice is just like, yeah, all right, we're done. I'm leaving now. And then, you know, Big Daddy Kane like, oh, no, you're not, and tried to, like, arrest her. And she's like, yeah, no, you're not doing that because, you know, Kate just killed somebody, and you were part of covering it up. So you're just going to let me leave right now, or I'm just going to tell everybody what happened because I know where the body's buried. And she just walked away.
Yep, pretty much.
She and there's like, one of the things like, what?
She was like, I'm going to go find Mouse and deuces.
Yeah. And they just let her go because what else could they do?
She had a point.
Yeah. Like, you know what? You right. You go ahead. So she left. Afterwards, you know, Kate, as Batwoman, is like in the middle of some shit, but then she has like a panic attack because, you know, she's having trouble dealing with the fact that she killed somebody. It's one of those times where, like, it probably would help to talk to Batman, but, you know, Batman's gone. Because, you know, Batman has that whole thing, I don't kill people, but I'm sure at some point he has killed somebody at this point, you know.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
No, something. What?
I said this last week, and you debated me on it.
Did you?
Yes.
What did you say last week?
I said that Batman has killed someone at some point.
Did I debate you as to whether or not he actually did it, or did I debate you as to whether or not we have evidence of it?
Both.
I think I debated you on whether or not we had evidence of it. But and that's my point, is that you talk to Kate, and Kate talks to Bruce, and he helps her through this shit, because it's possible that he's killed someone, but we have no proof of it.
But that was pretty much the same thing I was saying.
No, it wasn't. You probably were trying to, I don't even remember this shit, because I was probably drunk. But, however.
With the way that the tactics that he uses and the injuries that these people sustain.
Oh, I remember what you were saying. Now, like you were saying, like in the midst of it, he just may have killed someone. I'm like, no. I'm talking he may or may not have intentionally done it. We just have no proof.
I wasn't saying we had proof. I was just saying that, like, on some level, he.
You have no evidence, Mara.
Yes, I know that. All right, we're not having the same debate again. Not 2 weeks in a row.
I will have this debate every week. You have no proof of Batman killing somebody in this universe.
I never said we did.
So you don't know if he did or not. That's my point.
But all I was saying that it was possibly likely that he could have.
And I'm saying it doesn't matter. Because you have no proof. So, I really don't remember that conversation, though. Like, it's just, like, no bullshit. I don't remember that at all. However.
Yet you still managed to say the same exact thing.
Because that's how I feel. You know, you remember the truth.
Whatever. Keep going.
So, the dude who killed Luke's father, the dude they believe who killed Luke's father, has some kind of hearing today. And
review to be released.
Yeah, he was like, yo, we got to review this shit. He might get released, but Luke's like, hey, it don't matter. They found the blood all over him. He had the murder weapon in his hand and shit. Ain't nothing happening. I'm cool. I'm going to go, but whatever. And he was like, yo, you ain't got to go. Okay, you focus on this other shit you got going on. We good. So later on, we got Big Daddy Kane in the car talking to Sophie because he wants her to look into the Lucius Fox murder.
Can I just say one thing about that meeting?
You can say multiple things about the meeting if you want.
That wasn't like a low-key meeting at all either. Did you realize that his car just says crows all over it?
Oh, yeah. They're not very subtle, but it's the crows. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Like, it's one of them things like... Who's gonna check me? It's one of them things, you know? What you looking like that for?
I have a whole theory about that, but we'll get to that later because you need more details. So
anyway, that's happening. And she's like, what? I'm on suspension, though. Like, you, like, clip my wings, bruh. Like, nah. You unclip. Look into this shit. So... later on, she's doing some recon and looking at some shit. And she almost gets shot. Talking to a witness, but this British chick saves her, and it's the British chick that used to be fucking Kate. So, you know.
Did she talk to the witness? I thought they just shot her. I thought she found her shot.
No, she went looking for the witness and got shot at. No, she didn't talk to the witness.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She was just in her house and got shot at.
Because homegirl was dizzed when she got there.
All the way dead. Yeah, so British, what's the British chick's name? Do you know?
Julia.
Yeah, her.
Pennyworth.
Yeah, I remember her now. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's one of those things, like, I kind of remembered her, but I didn't really remember her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I knew she existed. I'm like, I know you from this show, and I know you matter. I just don't remember who you really are. You know?
No, I get it.
And at the same time, Kate and Alice are talking about some shit, and they decided just going to team up to get Mouse out of Arkham. Well, to find Mouse. They're going to find Mouse first before the crows do. But while, you know, they're in their investigation and looking for Mouse, the crows end up getting Mouse, and they put him in Arkham.
Yes, because he was attacking nurses from Arkham.
Yeah, because he's fucking nuts. Because he got the fucking fear toxin all up in his shit.
I was going to say, he's nuts, but he also has, like, a shit ton of fear toxin in him, so... I'm surprised he was still walking around this long.
I say justifiably nuts, but he's still nuts.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oops. That's what happens when you accidentally close your notes. Anyway.
So
they're talking, and Alice, you know, she wants Kate to help her break Mouse out.
Which is... a lot.
Yeah, because Casey's like, yeah, all right. But in the midst of all their shenanigans and trying to break out, Kate realizes or finds out that Alice basically set her up to kill Rat. And
yeah.
Also, if you're just listening for the first time, Rat is Mouse's father. I understand the past couple weeks I've just been calling him Rat, and y'all may not know who I'm talking about.
Cartwright.
Yeah, him. Mouse's father, his biological father. We call him Rat because, I mean, bigger Mouse is a rat.
He a whole-ass rat.
Yeah, he a fucking rat. So, that happens, and Kate's not happy about it, of course. Then we get Luke... He's at this hearing, the review or whatever, to see if old dude gets let loose. And we find out, yep, there's going to be a retrial. And guess what? He's free to go.
On his own recognizance. I just wanted to use that word.
But they really sound like you just wanted to say recognizance.
Yep. Because I couldn't write it in my notes because I don't know how to spell it. So I needed to say it.
I understand. So then we get some more with Kate and Alice, but we find out that Kate, she's not feeling guilty because she killed Rat. She's feeling guilty because she doesn't feel guilty for killing Rat.
I get it though.
See, that's more of that overthinking shit. We you know, if you listen to the behind the scenes.
Aquarians unite. Kate is an Aquarius.
This is that classic overthinking shit that some people do. I'm not going to specify which people in particular do this, you know, as far as zodiac sign or gender. But, you know, there's overthinking that happens with some people. And that's what's happening here. Like, I don't feel guilty, so I feel guilty about not feeling guilty. Well, guess what? You don't feel guilty about killing him because you shouldn't feel guilty about killing him. He's a piece of shit.
He is.
He killed people. He cut your mother's head off and cut her face off and put it on his mother. He kidnapped your twin sister and held her captive for however many years.
A long fucking time.
Too fucking long.
Yeah.
The world is a better place without him. He killed your other alternate dimension universe sister with a fucking sniper rifle. The world is a better place without him. Anyway, then we get some weird sisterly bonding between, you know, Kate and Alice, which was, it was sweet, but like, this is weird.
Yeah, it was like weird. Like, they're working together, mad, like saying things like, I trust you, and this. It was like,
Yeah. When they go into Arkham to, you know, go get Mouse, they both are wearing rabbit masks because, you know, Kate can't go in there breaking into Arkham dressed as Batwoman, and Alice is supposed to be dead. So, yeah. Sophie takes Julia. Is that what you said her name was?
Yes. Yeah. To Mary's clinic.
Yeah, to Mary's clinic to get her all patched up and shit. Mary shows up. She's like, oh, shit. You, what the fuck? Let me fix this because move, Sophie. And so that happens.
You don't do medicine.
Weird, awkward moment because Mary knows who she is because she's like, yeah, you used to fuck my stepsister too.
I'm just like, damn.
Oh, man, because, you know, Kate's a fucking pimp. So after that, we got Luke confronting old dude that supposedly killed his father. What's his name?
Reggie.
He looks like a Reggie. I'll give him that. Okay.
Reggie Harris.
Yeah. Like, look like he got good Reggie.
I would hope he would have more than Reggie.
I mean, but if your name is Reggie, I feel like you should exclusively sell Reggie.
Where you get that Reggie from? Reggie down the block?
From Reggie? Oh, man, if you don't know what we're talking about, then that comment was not for you. So, yeah, he was talking to me. He said, like, yo, I went into the store just to buy some fucking snacks. And all of a sudden, I just woke up with a gun in my hand and blood all over me. I don't know what the fuck happened. And while he's telling me the story.
I was curious about that. I was like, how did that happen?
Because you get fucking tranked or some shit and somebody sets you up. So while he's telling this story, then he gets sniped. Like, somebody hits him with the sniper, right center of mass, right in the heart. He's dead. And I gotta believe this is because it was on CW. Because if it wasn't on CW, he'd have got shot in the head.
Yeah.
So back to Alice and Kate, you know, trying to break Mouse out. They get all the way through. They get all the way to where Mouse is. Alice goes in to get Mouse, and Kate locks her in there. Oh. I'm like, damn! That was cold! But I get it. Like, it's one thing, like, that's fucked up, but I get it.
Right. And it's kind of like, in my head, I was sitting there thinking, I was foolish for believing that Kate was really just going to let her and Mouse just leave. Yeah. Like, I was dumb for
because really she knows that they won't just leave. That's the thing. Like, if it was believable that they would just leave, then yeah, probably. But they're not going to just leave.
Like, they're going to leave, and then there's going to be a trail of bodies that follow.
Exactly.
Because I believe that Alice really wants to leave, considering earlier in the episode with the note she was left.
Maybe. She's still.
Because I'm just not. Because now I'm trying to understand, who's Corianna?
We'll find out, but she's still Alice. Like, this is one of those things I'm afraid they're going to run into the same problem that Supergirl has right now. Like, who's the villain?
Too many bad guys.
That, like, not even necessarily too many bad guys. Who is the bad guy?
Right. Because still don't even know what Lex's purpose is.
Yeah, because he hasn't really done anything really that bad to make them focus on him like that. Yeah. Same with Supergirl. Same with Batwoman, I mean. Like, Alice is no longer the big bad. She's, like, working with Kate now. Like, they've been, you know, interacting pretty regularly. Right.
She be over here asking Mary for help and shit. Yeah, like,
exactly. There's no real villain. Like, I'm afraid they're going to run into that same problem, and I don't like it.
Which makes me feel like they're going to do something, like, drastic at the end that I'm not going to like. And then... Right, that's if we see the end. And then just for that to be when they introduce...
Have you heard they've halted all the Flash's shoots?
No, but I kind of figured...
We were supposed to get a new episode of Flash either the first or second week of April, and they pushed it back. So we'll see. I'm sorry, I cut you off, though. What were you saying?
I figured because I didn't even realize that they were still... shooting stuff until I saw a Supernatural post, and they were like, it was like someone had posted a photo of the three of them, Sam, Dean, and Castiel. I think it was Misha Collins who posted it, and he was just like, I don't know when we'll come back together, or if this, like, this was like our last, or if this was like the most recent one.
This is like the worst time possible for television, because like during this time is when they're shooting like the last episodes of the season, and fucking Rona, bruh. Like, it's just like, yo, you are ruining our season finales now. Like, now this shit is real. Fuck the fact that I can't go back to work and I'm not getting paid anymore. Fuck all that. You take away my good television? How dare you?
Like, how dare this is you? Crazy. Because eventually, you know, since, like, most movie productions are also halted, it's kind of like, eventually, they're going to run out of things to release to us.
It just means they gotta watch Lost again.
No! You get what I'm saying? Like, anything that's not already finished and can't be edited in post-production and just released, like, they're eventually just gonna run out of shit to release to us depending on how long.
I mean, you have options, Mar. You could just watch the last season of Game of Thrones again.
I wouldn't do that. That kind of goes in the same shelf as Lost. Never fucking again.
What?
I'm not watching Lost ever again. That is 10 seasons. I'm not going to get
that. That show is not 10 seasons long.
Feels like 10 seasons long.
Granted, season 5 and 6 are not great. But 1 through 4 are fucking magic, and you know it.
I will not.
You know what? At least 1 through 3. 4 is not probably as great as 1 through 3, but 1 through 3 are some of the greatest pieces of television that you will ever see in your life, and I dare you to try to defy me on that. Anyway.
I'm just saying, I'm not doing it again.
Oh, we're doing it again. We're doing it again. We haven't had a real discussion about Lost yet. So, yeah. I just got your random text message that would have been your tweets if you were watching Lost live. Which is funny to me. Anyway, we also find out that the woman who owned the store where Lucius Fox got killed, she also got sniped the same day.
Well, she was the one that Sophie went to go talk to.
Oh, that was her? Okay. So this is what happens when you watch stuff live. Like, I can't pause and rewind and shit.
So I was sitting here like, you are all over the place with these notes, man. I was like, we's jumping around. But I was
Oh, yeah. When I watch stuff live, I just write it down as I think of it. Like, oh, I need to remember this. Because then stuff will start happening. I'm like, oh, wait. Because this, oh, that's right. This is part of this over here. Let me make sure I remember that. And then just put it in my notes.
Oh, man. Because I was sitting here just like, keep you on track. I see that, because I was like, I don't know. And I was like, maybe this is wine. Maybe this is just how he takes it.
Oh, the wine is part of it, too. I told you. I just drank the whole, well, I'm not finished with the bottle yet, but, you know, what's in here is the last of the bottle. So, also, somebody tries to kill Big Daddy Kane.
And he clipped him.
They failed. They tried.
He's like, you can't kill me now.
Yeah. There was some other shit with Alice, too, but it doesn't really matter. That was the end of this episode.
He said some shit, and that was it.
Yeah. Anything else with this episode you want to talk about?
Yeah. Wait. Yes.
What's that?
We're not going to overlook the fact that this looks really bad. So about like all the like how this stuff about Lucius Fox is kind of I think the crows killed Lucius.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why the crows are covered. Either the crows did it or the crows had something to do with it. That's why it's being covered up.
Cause I was just like, all of these things happening right now are pretty linked, except for like what's going on with Alice, are pretty linked to Lucius. And I was like, this was supposed to be like one death. What happened here? So now it's kind of seeming more like, well, why did they kill him then? You know, what did you know, Lucius? What did you see? You know, what did you find? Because something's up. And I don't like it. And the reason I came to that was when, because Kane wanted, you know, Sophie to look into some things like on the DL, but then they were the only two that seemed to be targeted. I was just like, yep. The crows killed the fox.
Oh, yeah, it definitely has something to do with it. It's some kind of cover up. You're right. Supergirl?
Yes.
Episode name is what?
Alex in Wonderland. There was a lot of Alice in Wonderland this week.
So this episode kicks off because Alex and Kara's father's funeral. His name Jonah. Is that his name?
Jeremiah.
Yeah, that nigga. Dean Cain. His funeral was happening, and Alex don't want to go. And then she got an attitude with everybody because they were like, yo, you need to go. She's like, whatever, man. He just disappeared. And he can't call nobody. They're like, yo, he was on the run. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, he did put all this shit on me and ran away and blah, blah, blah. She, like, loses her shit and snaps at Kelly and everybody. And it's like, yo, all right, well, fuck you. And they all left.
I was just like, I was like, Alex, I think you're being just a little bit drastic.
Yeah. She was being fucking crazy. It's fine, though. That's what was happening. So she decided she's going to go into VR. What happened?
What? I had one question to see if you noticed this. So the apartment that we saw in the opening scene, did you notice that street name was called Hope?
No.
It's called Hope, but there's no street, no avenue, no road, no lane. It's just Hope. I was like, Kara or Alex lives on Hope Street, which I think is funny because the S is a symbol of hope. I see what you did here, Greg, because they got that shot for a reason. It's like the small little cute Easter egg. I just wanted to point that out because I thought it was cool that I noticed it because I don't notice anything.
So Alex decides she's just going to go into the Obsidian VR shit. And she goes in there and now she's like Super Alex. Well, she's Supergirl in this world, but you know, I'm going to call her Super Alex for, you know, all intents and purposes. And for some reason, there's a dragon that she has to, like, you know, take down.
It's a motherfucking dragon.
Yeah. And apparently there are some folks in the VR that are, like, stuck in there, and they don't know it because they showed a little lab and shit where there's people on these little gurneys and all that that were just all in VR and don't know they're in VR. They've been in there too long, and they're stuck.
To be honest, when they showed that at the end of last week's episode, that warehouse room, I was just like, yo, what are they? Because I thought they were dead. Like, you know, like technically, I thought they were
like brain dead. Yeah. It seemed like that when the way they showed it last week. I get it.
Yeah, but like now that, because they were talking about there would be like ramifications for like their brain, you know, for being in there for so long. But because I realize now after this week, it's really that their lenses are red and stuff like that. But
yeah, you can see when the problem happens, when the real getting stuck or whatever happens, the lenses go from blue to red.
Yeah, it kind of just reminds me of like of my PlayStation controller light when it goes from charged to I need to be charged. like kind of like that. But forgot where I was going with this. Oh, but yeah, so when they showed that room again, or when they showed it in like the last week kind of thing, I was like, oh, this is, this fail safe thing is really going to be an issue. And this is why I was just like, yo, this shit don't seem good. This does not seem okay.
Not at all.
A lot of, right. Something's not right. This isn't good. So I don't know. It's weird. And this, like, even when Kelly went to Andrea about the fail safe patch, because Kelly realized that it wasn't done, it's like, I almost thought for a moment that Andrea was like, oh no, don't tell no one. Don't tell no one, because then we can't release it on time. And I was just like, but bitch, people are getting stuck in here.
Yeah, like, she was trying to toe that corporate line, like, yo, we still need to make this, you know, make this shit work. I understand what your concern is, but like, if you submitted the problem, IT is gonna work on it. But yeah, shit got real. So while Alice is in there, you know, she's figuring out her powers, she gets the dragon to run away. Like you said, Obsidian still hasn't fixed that glitch that we knew about last week. And people are forgetting they're in AR, in VR. They're stuck there.
And we see their reality.
Yeah. And we see it's Leviathan that has them. Leviathan, ever soon as somebody hits that little red eye shit, Leviathan swoops in and they just bring them with them. Like, yo, you come into this little underground warehouse and you stay here. I don't know what they're doing with them, but they're taking them all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to know what's with all these people, man.
Yeah, and we know now that Lex is on Obsidian's board of directors now.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, Kelly starts asking questions because she's just like, yo,
we're not getting shit fixed. Like, what's going on?
And she's like, but, yo, there are multiple people who have been, like, in Obsidian for more than 48 hours and nobody's done anything about it. Why?
And that's when Andrea started asking questions. Because I started wondering, I was like, how complicit is Andrea? Because it was portrayed that, like, you know, she's just trying to do what's best for Obsidian and all that stuff. But I feel like because Gemma does other things in the background, that's where, like, you know, Andrea's a scapegoat, essentially. Yeah. And because that's when Andrea started asking questions. She was like, oh, I want a full diagnostic on this failsafe shit. Why ain't it getting done?
Yeah, she asked, what's old girl's name? The blonde haired chick?
Tess Mocker.
That's Tess Mocker? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. And she's like, sure. Yeah, I'm not doing that. So there's that. Then while she's in it, Alex is starting to forget. But then another Supergirl shows up and it snaps her out of it. And she's like, oh, I'm getting out of this shit. But then later on we realized she thought she was out of it. She wasn't really out of it. It was like a dream within a dream.
That fucked me up for a minute. Because it was just like, I was like, oh, shit. Okay, you can, because I was sitting here thinking, like, last week when she was fighting with that dude and she, like, kind of kicked him out of the VR, I was like, oh, maybe Alex has some weird immunity or some kind of weird ability in there, Mara, in the VR. Mara. Yes.
She is not, yes, Maeve, and this is not Westworld.
Leave me alone. So then I was just like, oh, okay, so she can will herself out of the VR. And then, because then she was texting Kelly, and I was like, awesome. And then next thing I knew, she was still flying, and I was just like, wait a second.
So Kelly goes in herself to try to get, you know, Alex out of there. It don't work. But then she's like, oh, I know what we can do. After talking to Andrea, she's like, yo, confront her with something that's, like, undeniable that will, like, you know, give her no choice but to realize some shit's going on. And Kelly's like, oh, I'll put a child version of herself in there, and it'll snap her out of it. And it works.
To be honest, when Andrea said to shock her out of it, I was like, oh, my God, they're going to defibrillate out.
You know, they were going to come in with a cattle prod and just...
like, oh, they're going to shock the shit out of her. I was like, I don't know if that needs to happen. You just kind of get her out of it. But Yeah, and then I started thinking, like, they really will do anything to not bring in just actual Dean Cain. Like, so when teenage Alex was showing her the behind of her dad, or, like, his back and stuff like that, I was like, he's not going to turn around, because they're not going to show us Dean Cain's face, and they're not going to show us anyone else's face, because they know we would riot. But, like, I was like, why couldn't he just, why?
They don't want to pay Dean Cain.
They didn't even bring him in the crisis, man.
They didn't. And that was really disappointing. Like, yo, so we don't get the Lois and Clark New Adventures of Superman? Like, you know, that's the first Superman I saw on television was him.
Hi, Ben.
So, yeah.
And she snaps out of it and she ends VR. And I was like, oh, okay, so we can actually save those people. And then I was like, actually, probably not. Because you wouldn't know what would shock all of them. Right. Unless you knew that Derek's wife had just passed of cancer. Or, I mean, had just passed. Or if you knew that Bonnie's sister was dying of cancer.
Right, you have to, like, know them personally to get them out.
Right.
But William finds where they are. He just doesn't see them because, you know, Leviathan does his weird cloaking thing. And
when his NSA friend got him the address, I was like, damn it, Will's going to go to this warehouse and this is not going to end well.
Not at all. I'm like, I was convinced he was going to die when he went in there.
Yeah, I was like, no, they're going to take him or something.
Yeah.
I was just like, it's not going to end well for William.
Definitely. So yeah, that was Supergirl. Got anything else with Supergirl?
Well, he found something. He found a bracelet.
Yeah.
A patient bracelet. So yeah. Like, there's something there. He just doesn't know about all that other shit because Leviathan isn't real.
Right.
And then Alex and Kelly made it to the funeral. So I'm happy that that happened.
Yeah, that happened. Who's winning?
Is it wrong?
Week? Is it wrong?
Me?
What? Shut up.
Is it wrong that I was kind of happy that this episode was not Kara-centric, like, at all?
I mean, it made it interesting, so I get it.
It was like a breath of fresh air, like a relief.
Mm-hmm. Who's winning this week?
Leviathan,
Kind of. Here's the thing. I was going to say Alice until the very end of their episode. Now I'm like, oh, no, Big Daddy Kane won. He got what he wanted. He got Alice locked up.
Oh, true. But now he still has, like, still big pressing things at hand. Like, what's going on with the crows? But, yeah, I get that.
Who's losing?
Who's not losing? The warehouse people. We did not mention that Kate and Julia kissed at the end of Batwoman, but whatever.
That was one of those things, like, I know that happened, but I feel like that was just one of those things. They just happened to be sitting on the roof and she was drinking and they were, you know, they got history. You know, when you're just hanging out with somebody you used to fuck with and you're drunk, it's just like, I'm emotionally vulnerable. Things happen. I didn't put too much, like, you know, credence into that.
I was like, do I? And I was like, yeah, I could. Who's losing? I'm just going to go with Alice.
I agree. 100%.
I do have one question for you.
What's your question?
So Kate was drinking what looked like whiskey. It's funny that Gotham has their own form of alcohol, because that bottle said Old Gotham on it. Do you think Kate's a whiskey drinker?
Hold on. Turns out I did not kill that fly. I see it right now. Hold on. Fuck! got away. Anyway. Sorry, I just saw it and landed like right behind the computer. Like I had to do this weird thing to catch it. But like, yeah. Anyway, finish what you were saying.
Do you think Kate's a whiskey drinker?
100%. Whiskey and bourbon all day.
Okay. Because I also feel like something called Old Gotham sounds like a whiskey or a bourbon.
Yeah, so. she likes brown liquor. That's when I watch her. Whenever she pours a drink, it's always brown liquor. Yeah. Scotch / whiskey. Bourbon.
She know. Likes her brown.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for me. I'm just curious.
All right. Well, I believe that'll be it for this week's episode of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow. Do not forget to follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at The Creation World. That is at TheCreatia World. If you don't know how to spell world, get your shit together. Also, follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at Sir_Cussalot. That is at Sir_CUSSALOTT. Shark, where can they find you?
Always, Mara the Shark, MaraDashark, on Twitter and Instagram, because I forgot that.
Also, folks, don't forget to go to the Patreon if you like what we do. Support us there. Listen, we all know there's some of us who have, you know, been affected by the Rona. And because of that, you know, that's affecting our content as well. You know, all this stuff we do costs money. So please, if you can, go to the Patreon, give us whatever you can to help us keep this thing going. Patreon.com/creationworld, CREATIA world. Or just buy some merch. I'll put the link in the, you know, in the description of this podcast/video. Go there, buy some merch. Buy a Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow shirt. Or if you're a wrestling fan, buy a Smackin' It Raw shirt. Or if you just love all our shit, buy a Creation World shirt. Or a hoodie. Or leggings. Or whatever.
Or a mug.
Or a mug. I don't think we have a mug.
Oh, sorry. No mugs. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we were going back and forth about a mug. I don't think we actually put that mug out, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we talked about it. But yeah, I don't think it's there. No, it's not there. I know for 100% now. Anyway. Yeah. So support us if you can. We would really appreciate it. Help us out. Help us keep this thing going. Because all this that we do actually does cost us money. It's not free. Help us out. Help us keep going. We would really appreciate it. We'd love you for it. But until next week, we'll catch you next time. And we out.
Wash your hands.
Yes, wash your fucking hands.
Oh my God.